welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Ross Tucker, SiriusXM NFL Radio, longtime observer of your Philadelphia Eagles. New day here, huh?
Yeah, long time, like back in the mid-'80s. Yes, Ron indeed. Jaworski coming to Westchester training camp. And now for the first time in a long time, training camp's here, which there's pros and cons of that. But Chip Kelly, as you know, Dave, he's looking at everything he can to try to improve this football team. And obviously he felt like that was one of them.
Give me your thoughts on Chip from the time he became the head coach here to kind of what you know now.
Mixed emotions, you know, and it's based on personal experience. So I was with the Washington Redskins in 2002 when Steve Spurrier came. He was the last, you know, great college offensive mind to come in to the NFL. And to be kind, it wasn't good. Mm-hmm. So when Chip Kelly a lot of things. First of all, he did not command the respect of the players. He did not motivate the players. He did not put the time in that engendered the respect. And I think the biggest thing was he really did not have, Dave, a very good feel for pass protections. We had like two pass. I mean, schematically, it was way behind the times. I was actually floored after he got there to see the success they had at Florida. I was like, how are they good at Florida when he came here? But there's so many things that Chip Kelly does that I totally love, like the up-tempo offense. I'm a big believer in that. And plus, it used to be that it seemed like everything in football trickled down from the NFL to college to high school. Now it's kind of the opposite. You know, people try stuff in high school, colleges start doing it, and then the NFL, we saw that with the read option last year. So to me, Chip Kelly is like combining the read option stuff we saw in Washington and San Francisco with the up-tempo stuff from New England. And those are that's the hottest stuff going in the NFL right now.
You're a former NFL offensive lineman. Do linemen like the up-tempo? Do you like no huddle? Do you like really being challenged cardiovascularly?
No, we don't like it. We love it.
Oh, really?
Here's why we love it. Because defensive linemen get way more tired. Mm-hmm. It takes so much energy to rush the passer. And as an offensive lineman, you're kind of sliding. You know what I mean? You're not taking that much energy. Plus, when the ball's thrown, the defensive lineman, he has to turn and go run to the ball. Offensive linemen just kind of stand and watch their wide receiver do whatever he does. And then when you run the ball, it's usually, at least initially, Dave, 600 pounds on each one of those defensive linemen. So they wear down. So if Chip Kelly in this offense, if they can get that first down and start to get that D-line tired, they can't substitute. Those guys will be gassed. Then Michael Vick will have all day, and the offensive linemen will be loving it. Plus, why not be in great cardiovascular condition? You know, right. It wasn't that fun being 325 pounds. I'd rather be 305, lean and mean, look like I'm in great shape, as opposed to just trying to knock somebody off the ball every play.
Ross, the offensive line last year, a lot of injuries, starting with Jason Peters and his Achilles tendon. Everybody's back. The Eagles go out and get Lane Johnson. Your expectations for the O-line?
Top 10, maybe top 5 in the league. I really think they're that good if they stay healthy. I mean, Jason Peters, my former teammate in Buffalo, we all know absolutely ridiculous. Like, I don't know where he came from, but that's God made him a left tackle.
He's no Demetrius Bell is what you're saying.
Dave, when I was in Buffalo, he was a practice squad tight end. They put him in offensive tackle for a day. I never saw anybody beat him in a one-on-one. Mm-hmm. I never won a one-on-one. It's not designed for offense. Aaron Schobel, I mean, he shut everybody down. Harriman's a heck of a player. Mm-hmm. Evan Mathis has totally rejuvenated his career here in Philadelphia. I think Kelsey's solid center. And Lane Johnson, it's disgusting how athletic and how fast he is for his size. I truly believe, especially in this scheme, they can be a top-five unit, which they probably were in 2011. I mean, they really were playing well as a group.
And so a great offensive line potentially helps the new old quarterback, Michael Vick.
Yeah, and think about this for a second. Think about everything I just told you about the offensive line. And then, you ever watch Oregon game?
Yeah.
Like, the biggest holes I've ever seen in my life. Gigantic holes. So I'm excited about those holes with Shady McCoy and what he can do in the open field, which is also insane. I don't have really any questions about the Eagles' offense. Dave, I think they're going to put up points.
Defense?
That's where the questions are. Yeah. And that's no secret. I mean, everybody listening, they all know that. Everybody watching. Because I can't remember the last time a team went a complete 180 on that side of the ball. 4-3 defensive ends in wide nines rushing up the field. Now you've got guys in the 3-4, two-gapping. And you've got, what, six or seven new free agent starters on defense? It's hard to imagine that coming together quickly and that being a stellar unit. I think if they're playing in the top 20 on defense in the last half of the year, then I think Billy Davis did a good job and the fans can be encouraged going into 2014.
And this could potentially then be a playoff team this year?
I would say doubtful, but I don't think anybody's going to run away with the NFC East. I can't imagine an NFC East team getting 11 wins. I don't think any of them are that good. They're not that dominant. So if the range for all of them, I think, might on the low end be 7-9, and the high end 10-6, they're all jumbled together, then, Dave, we're talking about two or three plays. Two or three plays is the difference between whether you win the division or your last place. So, yes, they're in the mix. My guess is with all of the change, with some learning that Chip Kelly, you have to do. There's just some things he'll have to learn the hard way. And with all the changes on defense, I'd be surprised if the Birds were able to get there.
Ross, great. Thanks, man. Thanks
Absolutely.
For coming by.
Always, yeah.
Great to have you back at the NovaCare Conference.
Hey, I love it.
Ross Tucker, Sirius XM NFL Radio.